Okay, good morning. We're continuing our study of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. We're on page Kuf Lamed Tes. We're still in the middle of a section of Itur, in which Rav Pinkus has been developing this last notion or paradigm of Tfilah, that of nudging Hashem, the value of asking over and over and over, because it's not only a results-oriented question, but the process of asking itself yields the relationship that we're looking for. We spoke about achieving the level of being a masmid in tefillah, not only becoming somebody who is steeped in Torah learning, but the idea of when you're steeped in davening, it changes not only the quantitative davening, but the quality of your davening as well. And last week we spoke about the idea of making a kinyan, that to make a kinyan, to acquire the title of a masmid, to acquire tefillah, one must be really immersed in it and dedicated and devoted to it, not something which is casual, but something which a person really is deeply committed to. So we're on the second complete paragraph, page Kuf Lamed Tes, 139. Kasa Rav Chaim Vital, Zchuso Yogin Aleinu, Be'akdam Ala Etz Chaim B'Zeh Lashon. Rav Chaim Vital says the following in his introduction to his Sefer Etz Chaim. Tanai L'Chochma Akol Dvar Torah, Shelo Tevineu, Tivka Alav Kol Masha Tucho. It's an unbelievable statement. A precondition to wisdom, a preconditioning to acquiring wisdom that you don't yet have, is to cry on it, to cry upon it, to daven for it, to the extent that you can. Umanora diuk dvarav, tanai l'chochma, tanai ma'akev. Wow. What a statement of Rav Chaim Vital. Not just, I encourage you to, not just, it's a good idea, but a precondition, a prerequisite. And if you don't, it tanai la'akev. It's something which blocks your ability towards success. Rav Chaim Vital, though he's associated with the study of mystical teachings, is not talking here about Chochmas HaNistar. He's not saying if you want to be a great Kabbalist, then daven to Hashem that you have access to the hidden areas of Torah. What he's saying isn't even of the revealed Torah. You're learning the Daf Yomi, you want to get through that Daf. You're learning a tough sugi, you want to get through Tosfos. So a tanai, a condition to success in acquiring wisdom, is to cry, is to daven on it. Uperish advarim nira, says Rav Pinkus, it seems to him what this means is, dekemo dechzevetzal sara imenu, just like as it says with Sarah. Sara imenu aylan is haisa shnem, ati sara akara ein la vlad, afilu beis vlad ein la. The Gemara Yavamas tells us that when Sarah is described as being barren, as being infertile, it doesn't just mean she's struggling to conceive, it means the Sarakara ain't la vlad, she didn't have a child, ain't la base vlad, she didn't even have a uterus. She had an unusual condition, though it exists, was Meir, correct me if I'm wrong, for a woman to be born with or to not have a uterus. She literally did not have the tools to be able to conceive. Kein mamashi atora kadosha shemitzusahi halakol divrei keish no mashem im kein beemes ein lanu akelim halev amoach lahachzik behem dvar Hashem velachin tzorach letfila lachtsov kli kibo lahake besoch utaras Hashem tamima. Just like in the case of Sarah, you see that she transcended the limits of nature. Her koach atfila, her relentless and heartfelt prayers pierced the curtains of Shemayim. So much so that Hashem was willing to intervene and supersede the rules of nature to provide her a child. I don't know if she had an artificial uterus, or she a uterus was created, or she miraculously had a child with no uterus, whatever the mechanism, but somehow the koach hatfila, the power of davening, the not taking no for an answer, the turning to Hashem over and over and over and over again, merited her the child she was so desperate for. So Rav Pinkus' point is that we too, sometimes in life, lack the kalim. We lack the tools, we lack the ability. By all other measure, it should be impossible for us. We don't have the memory, the IQ, the cognitive ability. We don't have the physical ability, the skills, the talents. But yet, that's the power of prayer, that it can even compensate where skill, talent, or nature come up short. But in order to achieve that, level, because you know this contradicts a little bit another principle that we believe in, which is Ein Somchan Al Anes. We don't believe in relying on miracles. We operate within the normal world. We spoke last Shabbos afternoon in the Shirim Bitachon, that we operate within the normal world, and we are charged with taking human initiative, unlike Christian Scientists and Tom Cruise, and there was something in the news just now recently about that, but who sit back and don't go to the doctor when they're diagnosed with illness, or they're suffering from illness, and so on, sit back on the couch and say, God, wire the money right into my bank account, I don't have to work. We don't believe in that. We believe in human initiative. We believe in hishtadlus, ein somchen al nis. We don't rely on a miracle. And yet, despite that principle, nevertheless, like with Sarah Imenu, even though the only way we could find success would be through a miracle, if in the normal course of events, or with our normal tools, our normal kelim, we should not be able to achieve something, prayer is able to accomplish what our talents and skills cannot. Umashamru chazal, hispalav alonen yachzor v'yispalav, and that which our rabbis say, if you daven and you're not answered, go back and daven again. Ein zarak inyan sheyispalav pam nosefes. It's not just a matter of, again, quantitatively daven another time, rack it up, you know, you chalk on the wall, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then that, 5, 10, 5, I've davened over and over. It's not just a matter of the quantity. It's not just about, we'll try it again. Maybe the next davening will be better. Maybe you'll have more kavana. Maybe you'll say the words more correctly. Maybe some other reason it will work, and this time Hashem will answer. No. Elohu doma lechofer bor. It's more similar to a person who digs a pit. Shechofer chafira achafira. You dig, and you put the shovel in the ground, shovelful after shovelful. V'chol chafira misalekes od afar. And each time you shovel, you remove more and more dirt. Atche misrachev misamek abor atche roi lios beis kibul. And you dig deeper and deeper until you find yourself in China. He doesn't say that. You dig deeper and deeper until you've created a base kibul. So the first shovelful in the ground, what did you do? I don't know, you made an indent. You made a dimple in the ground. The next shovelful, you made a small hole. The next shovelful, you made a ditch. The next shovelful, there's a full-fledged, deep recess in the ground. In other words, it's not just quantitatively, I've done the same shoveling over and over and over again, but not made any progress. Every shovelful is further and further progress, visible, empirical progress. So too is the koach atfila, the power of prayer, that every time during your day you say, come on Hashem, please, let so-and-so get better, let so-and-so have a child, let them meet the shidduch, let them get the parnasa, let there be peace in Israel, whatever you're dominating for. It's a matter of relentlessly not giving up, having it be a masmid, because each time is not only a quantitative addition, but the quality of compounding all of those prayers, the composite of all of those prayers, one after another, changes the quality. You become a masmid in tefillah. Uksiv etzel Yitzchak, vayater lo Hashem. When it comes to Yitzchak, we will soon read, Yitzchak entreats. That's the English word. I don't know if anyone knows what the word entreat means. But I think even art school translates vayatar Yitzchak Lashem lenuchach ishto, that vayatar means to entreat, which I think if you look in the dictionary, I'll tell you entreat means really intense prayer. Divrei Torah borim milulu shema shenana Yitzchak min hashamayim v'nolad Yaakov bechir shebaavos ha'isahasibu lekach riboy tefila. Vayatar means Yitzchak didn't let up over and over and over. What made Yitzchak break through the limits, the boundaries, and he and Rivka were able to achieve the son Yaakov, who was the Bechir Shebaavos. Yaakov is the pinnacle of the patriarchs. What was the cause of that success? Riboy Tfila. V'lama davka kach, ki akarai, shekevan shal yatzarach lafoch hateva, hayatzarach lezeh riboy tfila. Why did Yitzchak need to employ itur, vayatar, our type of tfila, itur vayatar? Why did he need this riboy tfila? Why wasn't Shava, Rina, Tzaka, Zaka, Pegia, Kriya, Nipul, Tachanunim, Chila, all the forms of tefillah we've learned already. I'm sure you all remember each of the subtle differences between them. We'll have to do a summary at the end, a review at the end. All the donuts and coffee get into your head. But why didn't Yitzchak employ one of the other forms of tefillah? The answer is, this wasn't Stam an issue. Akarai! She was barren. When you have to transcend or supersede nature, when you are fighting the limited kalim, when all seems lost and it seems impossible under the normal order to achieve what you dream of, that's when you need riboy tefila. That's when you need riboy tefila. Hayatzarach lezeh riboy tefila ki iter zeh shemahapeh chatfua. Chazal, the Gemara in Sukkah says, why does it say vayatar? Why iter? And iter is a pitchfork. So the Gemara in Sukkah says that Yitzchak, just like a pitchfork turns over the hay, so too Riboy Tfila turns over God's mind, turns over God's opinion. Amna Mayim Kli Chatziva. Aizvar Garzan Lishbor Avanam Lasalika Afar. What do we use as the axe to break the stones? What's the shovel to move the dirt? Habakashos Admaos. Our tools, our toolkit, our instruments are the request, the heartfelt fila, and the tears. Bein Tmos Yveshos, Bein Tmos Retuvos. Dry tears or literal flowing tears. B'chol Shav V'Shav Kasher Roshim Mis Kasher B'Davar Torah Mesuyam V'Alev Sosom V'Chosom La'otzim Miyad Es Agarzan Atachanunim Lachzebo La'az Miyad Yekansu Advarim El Libo. When your heart feels hardened, when you're struggling to connect, when your mind is wandering, when you feel all hope is lost, that's when you reach into your tool belt, you reach into your toolbox, you reach for your instruments, and you take out the notion of the heartfelt, the riboy, the relentless, combined with the tears, the authentic, and that's when it will not only penetrate your heart, but hopefully will merit having the tefillah answered. Have a great day.